So as I was telling the kids that I find God in different ways. And one of those ways that I was thinking about this week was stargazing. I don't know how old I was when I first became interested in stars. I even went so far and I had glow-in-the-dark stars in my bedroom, like constellations. And my kids love that now because they'll go into my old room and they'll light them up. They'll get them all charged with the light, and then they'll turn off the light and they'll glow. But I'm fascinated by them because you get different views depending on where you're at, the time of year, and then depending on if you want that really close view. They have like the big telescope things in the domes and different places, and then they have like your little home telescope. And then you can, with what you can see with your eyes. But the thing that kind of was connecting with me was that our perspective changes. The perspective of the stars change because we get new stars that are born. We have old stars that are kind of phased out. But it remains constant. The stars are always above us. And they're always there lighting up our sky. And it just kind of, the inner workings of it and their understanding of the constellations and planets and all that changes year from year. And the same can be said for the parables that we read. Each year we get the same parables and different understandings of them, depending on the season or the Sunday. But the overall message of the parables of the gospel stay the same, and however our view of them may change, or the lens of which we see God develops, because the scope of our understanding of God changes. And today we read about Lazarus and the rich man, and how before, you see, the rich man is enjoying life, living up large, having sumptuous feast, and just can't see beyond his gate to see Lazarus, who's outside, hungry and just yearning to be seen. But upon death, the rich man can see Lazarus, and he begs Father Abraham, please have him come and dip his finger in water and to quench my thirst. And then he says, please send him to tell my brothers, because if my brothers hear about this from someone who is from the dead, surely they will believe. And Abraham says, well, if they don't believe Moses and the prophets, they're not going to believe someone that raised from the dead. And he kind of like is bargaining, and he keeps wanting Lazarus to do something for him. And Christ, who has been shaking up the world in which he was living within, changes the scope and the view of the parable. And he's kind of imploring them to see me who is in front of you, who is telling you of these things, these great and mighty things that you've seen, but yet you don't believe. See me in all these people that you interact with the poor, those on the fringes of our society. See me in Lazarus, and see me in all of creation. And for us, I think it's seeing God through our passions, through those gifts that we are equipped with, and how we use those gifts that God gives us to further serve the kingdom here on earth. And how God equips us with passions that drives us forward. And how each year, or maybe every decade, those passions within us change as we grow and develop, as our passions for Christ changes, as our understanding changes. And there's some that phase out as we get older and some that phase in. And that's okay, because we're ever changing. I once told, I tell a lot of people when I was a chaplain, that they're sitting in their hospital bed or at their chair and they're like, what do I do now? What purpose do I have now? I said, God is using you even in those moments. God uses you. God changes you. And unless you're dead, God will use you for something. It might not be how it once was, but it's something different, and to remain open to the possibility. And as we widen our scope, as I was saying, we see God in a different lens, and we're able to see how we can serve God in different ways as we change and as we grow. And all of our gifts, our passions, those things that we just love to do, all have a place to serve God here in the church and around the world. For me, what helped me to get over kind of that little almost reluctancy that I had was to not let fear of rejection or fear of not being enough to rule my heart and to hold me back. Truly having to open my hands and say, okay, God, what do you want next? Where do you want me next to serve you? How do you want me next to serve you? And how I can see, or how I saw it, was that with God in our everyday gifts, our gifts of drawing, of writing letters, words of encouragement, speaking, visiting, prayers, baking, painting, gardening, teaching, music, restoration work, and the list can go on and on of those that are passions within us that gives ourselves, God gives us the grace to use them. And the message of our eyes opening to see God with us. The message that God's love for us, that God is in us and us in God, never changes. That our shifting our view to see how we see God in new ways as we go forth serving the body of God in this world. Amen.